Joy Tactics.
All right, you guys ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Everyone got their drinks. Everyone got their.
Do I get my drinks?
Little snacks.
Go get your drink right now. Get something to sip on. I don't have a melody in mind, but I want to be singing.
That was a melody. That
get
was
your sip on, girl. Why don't you taste that bubbly?
Cook on this. See where it takes you.
Get a sip of that shit and bring one to me if you don't mind, please. Give me some milk and some cookies, too. Let me dip that shit. Get it all wet.
What is the sexual Santa Claus or something?
Put them kids upstairs and lock them away. I got presents for them and a long thing for you. Do you like this?
I'm into Christian ladies, by the way.
I found out that you are one.
Can you imagine getting dome in the fucking, in the sled?
Christian dome in the sled?
With the reindeers?
They're all the reindeers would have to put...
Hey, look ahead! Look straight ahead!
Yeah, you put the blinders on all the reindeer, but that one freaky, that freak reindeer, Rudolph, up in the front, lighting you up with a red light. Oh, save these for the Christmas eps. We can't burn this shit now. Not this stuff.
I'll tell you what. I could imagine doing that, but it's really crazy to really imagine that. Really flying through the air with a bunch of reindeers in front of me. And
well, it doesn't make fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's...
That's why. Yeah, I was wondering
what happened to this, the Iditarod.
What the fuck is the Iditarod? You know that they still use them dogs up in Alaska. You're talking about Balto?
Yeah, yeah.
The Balto-style dogs? Yo, really quick, shout out to Balto for everything that he did getting the medicine across those snowy fields. That was Balto doing that.
I don't know this guy.
Well, wasn't Balto with a team, you don't know, of other dogs?
Well, I don't know, but he was the one really fucking pulling them through. I don't know what made Balto so special, but they got a statue of him, I believe, in Central Park.
Your name is Balto. What's your friend? What's your friend's name? What's your friend's name? Dickney.
Ryan. Balto was an Alaskan Husky and sled dog belonging to a musher. Oh, we don't have mushers anymore.
Mushers
and breeder Leonhard Sipala. That sounds like a fucking Sith Lord. He achieved fame when he led a team of sled dogs driven by Gunnar Kessen. Sounds like a fucking Jedi. On the final leg of the 1925 Serum Run. I don't really get it, but...
I get it. Bro. It's like DoorDash or Uber Eats. Yeah. Except with some interesting names from different times and spaces. They kind
basically
of... they're kind of like...
They stuffed him.
They stuffed him?
They taxidermied him?
They stuffed Baldo to the gills. They blew his...
Where's he at? Let's unstuff him.
Do that to me when I die, please.
You want to get stuffed?
Taxidermy me and put me in one of y'all's houses.
In a children's hospital as a clown?
Put that in a children's hospital as like a...
Buddy.
You can make it. Trust me, one day you're going to grow up, you can look like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want my presence to be felt in some way after I pass, you know,
by children,
it won't
by having children.
No, by you want to be felt by children, or you want to be felt by the world.
No, I don't want to be fucking felt by children, Eric. You sick fucking freak.
No, I'm not speaking on about that matter in that way.
No, I just
the posthumous pedophile. Oh shit,
yo, am I kind
of
doing
a massage gun
little?
On the guitar? Sorry.
Imagine getting a porter beer from a guy looking like this.
You look kind of like a pirate. It looks like a pirate style.
Sexy
face.
Pirate.
I didn't say sexy, but I just said pirate.
The sexy pirate. Pirate? Michael, nope, the sexy pirate?
Pirates must have been so fucking horny, dude. They must have been looking. They weren't looking for land. They were looking for pussy, dude.
Nate.
Well, right.
They might have been. They're so they're drinking all the time. And you know what drunk, drinking horny? Does to the human mind is it infuses. it tends to have a chemical activation with the love molecule.
Well, that's 100% true. You guys have I talked about the book The Wager yet? The Wager by David Graham.
Yeah, the Wager. I think you have actually. But
well, do you know? Have I told you guys this story from it, where the sailors crashed in these giant ships that they were taking over, following the Spanish Armada, and then they got fucked up all around the Cape Horn,
Africa,
or maybe not Cape Horn, no, the other one, Cape. The one South American horn. Whatever.
South American? Argentina?
Yeah, they get Cape fucked Fear. Up around the bend of Argentina. Well, yeah, we'll just call it that. They shipwreck, and then they're stuck in, like, these isolated islands offside, near Chile. Chile. And yeah, then, but there's native peoples that are going between those places, you know, and they try to help them out at first. But then the guys start trying to hook up with their wives.
Oh.
And they're hooking them up with showing them how to fish for local food, you know, hunt for local food, make shelter. Then all the sailors get all horny and try to hook up with the wives. And then the native peoples leave them. That's the danger of being horny. And being a man, by the way. Typical What's man.
That? Yeah.
Typical.
If you're helping somebody and then you go and you sleep with their spouse, they're not going to, just a tip, they're not going to appreciate the help that you were giving them beforehand.
Unless they're part of the lifestyle. And you know what lifestyle I'm talking about, right?
Euro club.
I do want to say we could be part of the lifestyle. You know what I'm talking about? With just one simple choice to be a part of it. You
simple
know what
I mean? Jack.
If we all started swinging.
What are you talking about?
You know they call swinging the lifestyle.
Little pineapple on the door?
Right.
Put the upside down pineapple up on my belly with a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Guess what? Pull that thing
I'm
out.
Not married yet, but.
Dude, yeah. I used to, you know where I used to work on that island in Lake Erie?
Mm-hmm.
Called Put-in Bay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was a seasonal sort of destination, and in the summertime people would go there. So in the winter it was just the locals, and the rumor was is that all the business owners were swingers. So all the tourists and all the people that would just come in for the seasonal work would go away, and then that island would turn into the craziest fucking sexual winter style swinging.
Winter
freak
swinging,
freak off,
sexual winter cozy shit. Swinging, fires yep. and red wine and casserole style swinging.
And these are like old people too, like people in their 50s and 60s.
They don't give a fuck.
Those would be some long fucking swinging sessions too, you know what I'm saying? Because some of these old... The old fellas, I mean, they can go pretty long, you know what I'm saying? This isn't just a quick...
And those old guys are the type of guys that have the heavy piercings up in there, the sexual heavy piercings.
Oh, yeah. The
thick
pound
piercing. The Prince and Gilbert. A belly tattoo that says pig.
You say a henna tattoo?
A henna tattoo that says pig that stays on all year round.
Hella henna tattoos.
Gotta go get it done every 6 days.
When does a piercing get so big that it like causes irreversible sort of like, you know, where it's just a gaping hole somewhere that's not a piercing, it's just like, dog, you got a hole in your flesh.
I don't know.
And it's gonna maybe kill you.
I think that's what people are trying to discover.
Well, you could think about this. You could kill someone with a half a millimeter laser if you get that shit pointed at the right vein, at the jugular, at the femoral artery. You just point it right there. Sing. That's a tiny asshole. And it yet, all depends on where the hole is.
You could light somebody up.
If I have to discuss. What? Go ahead, Jack.
No, no, no.
Because I'm pivoting.
Okay. I was going to say, if you had a gun that shoots bullets the size of electrons, you could just unload on people all fucking day, and they'd be fine.
The semi-automatic electron.
But mm-hmm. you don't know what you're, because, yeah, in your mind you're shooting a tiny bullet, but you don't know what you're hitting in those smaller universes.
Well, hopefully you're hitting negative amoebas. The
borrower-style universes. Well, you don't know what amoeba cities are like, whatever. You don't know what I mean?